Australia, DX Extra. From Hobart, Tasmania, Australia, welcome to the DX Extra, the extra thing you need to digest your shortwave news. It's show number 14. Hope you're all doing well. Just a reminder, our blog is at www.dxextra.blogspot.com.au and our email address is hriradio@gmail.com. And if you haven't looked at the blog, it has been revamped with an inbuilt audio player, now featuring transcripts and a selection of our popular shows. In the headlines this fortnight, US radio station cyber attack, amateur radio de-expedition Navaza Island, CHU Canada turns 75, Halloween pirate logs, amateur radio special events, Global 24 special QSL, and from the audio archive, VOA. Several radio stations in small markets throughout the United States are licking their wounds after suffering cyber intrusions. The alarm was first sounded by a cluster of radio stations in Louisiana on October the 16th. When the morning crews arrived, they found they had no access to the station's automation systems or music libraries. Instead, the data on their computers had been encrypted and frozen. And then they began to receive emails asking them to pay hundreds of dollars in order to set their machines free. The station's owner reports that instead of paying the ransom demand, they've reported the intrusions to the police and plan to rebuild their systems from scratch. It will cost tens of thousands of dollars to undo the damage that the malicious software has inflicted. And they apparently keep finding more compromises as they continue their damage assessment. Then, last week, stations in Arkansas and Virginia announced that they too had been infected by software that scrambled several of their computer systems and demanded payments to restore them. And this week, a cluster of stations in Michigan belated reporting that they suffered the same sort of attack in September. The malicious software in these incidents is commonly called ransomware, a type of Trojan horse that's downloaded to a computer system and infects those that are vulnerable. The software effectively scrambles the data on infected machines and locks down access to them. Then victims are emailed ransom demands, pay hundreds or thousands of dollars, typically in Bitcoin, and the hackers will unscramble the systems. Ransomware attacks target computer systems with open vulnerabilities. All the radio stations affected in these latest intrusions were running Windows XP, an outdated operating system which Microsoft officially stopped supporting and updating in April. Ransomware gets installed when some user inadvertently clicks on a link on a website carrying the payload, not by active intrusion by a hacker. At that point, the download and installation of the ransomware is pretty much an automatic process if the system is not already properly secured. However, there have been recent cases where the servers of Yahoo, AOL, and several media outlets around the world were infected by ransomware, thereby putting those who visited those sites and have susceptible computers at risk. According to the industry trades, the radio stations were victims of the CryptoLocker ransomware program, which has been in the wild for more than a year. However, security researchers were able to decode CryptoLocker in August, which means many of its victims may be able to recover their data. US broadcasters falling victim to cyber intrusion is not a new phenomenon. I pondered this possibility all the way back in 2000, and just last year, several radio and television stations around the country broadcast hoax emergency alert system messages warning of a zombie apocalypse after their EAS systems were hacked. In those cases, it turns out that victim stations did not change the default password on their EAS receivers. All of these cyber intrusions can be traced to lax information security practices at the victim stations themselves. Not changing default passwords is a sure vector for hackers, and so is running mission-critical systems on outdated operating systems. In fact, most IT professionals recommend isolating such systems from the public internet and making regular off-site backups. Running station staff through rudimentary IT security training like strong passwords and avoiding shady links should also be standard policy. Unfortunately, many broadcast stations, especially in smaller markets, do not have the time nor talent to harden their systems. Paul Thirst has written extensively on the learning curve broadcast engineers face working with networked technology, and he's published a handy checklist of essential IT security practices that all broadcasters would be wise to heed. And that was via the DIY Media's website. Navarza Island is currently ranked number 2 on the DX Magazine's Most Wanted list. KP1 Navarza Island press release from the KP15 project. The US Fish and Wildlife Service has notified the KP15 project that they will be the team to activate Navarza Island KP1 in January 2015. The de-expedition will be a maximum of 14 days. The exact dates in January will be determined by USFWS mission requirements and weather windows. Our experienced team of 15 is complete and is ready for the challenge. The weeks ahead will be extremely busy as the team has less than 90 days before the de-expedition comes on the air. January is the month of minimum bird nesting activity, and this is primary reason USFWS is asking that the operation be completed during that month. However, the weather is unpredictable in January, and because Navarza is surrounded by cliffs, this may preclude a safe landing by boat. For safety reasons and in order to maximize our time on the island and on the air, a helicopter operation is planned. Navarza is over 100 miles, 160 kilometers, from the nearest helicopter staging point, and as many as 10 round trips will be required at the beginning and end of the operation. Obviously, this means that there will be a significant cost for activating this number one ranked DXCC entity. In the next few weeks, we will be working with USFWS, and as details firm up, we will issue periodic press releases. Check our webpage, www.kp1-5.com, for more details of the operation and how you may financially support this de-expedition. The KP15 project team has committed to fund 50% of the total costs. We are hopeful the DX community at large will fund the remainder of the KP15 project. And that was via the Shortwave Central blog. You're listening to the DX Extra news on Shortwave Radio. Visit our blog at dxextra.blogspot.com hrradio.com.au. Email us at hriradio@gmail.com. November 5th, 2014, Ottawa, Ontario. 75 years ago, the broadcast of Canada's official time signal was first heard on CBC Radio. It was November 5th, 1939, and as war was being waged in Europe, since then, listeners all across the country have used the beginning of the long dash to set their clocks to the exact time. Time has a huge impact on our lives. Cell phones, computers, GPS systems, and stock exchange markets are but a few examples of applications relying on accurate time. Meteorology and measurement standards lie at the heart of every industrial process, from research and product development to commerce and international trade. And as a world leader in the science of measurement, the National Research Council of Canada, NRC, keeps improving the measurement capability of the industry and ensures our country's interests are well represented internationally. The National Research Council houses and operates the precision clocks that decimate the time signal and is responsible for the metric system and the standard for mass in Canada. NRC is engaged in a wide variety of other related activities, including calibration services provided to cancer clinics, ensuring that patients receive accurate radiation doses. Through three research programs, NRC helps scientists, researchers, and industries where high-precision measurements are critical for market success. And that was via the National Research Council Canada website. Of course, you can hear CHU Canada on 3330-7850 and 14670.
Monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
Trick or treat? Last weekend was Halloween, and that means European and American pirates go crazy during Halloween specials. Even China Radio International, 11750, on the 1st of November 2014 at 6 hours 25 UTC. Got in on the cultural event. Here is an audio recording.
It's a coffin-shaped brownie with a piece of mint chocolate on top that's decorated with a cross. The brownie is mixed with cashews and the chocolate is quite thick. You can feel it melting right in your mouth. Next is the gruesome bloody finger. The treats on the top row are all associated with what you could find in a graveyard. The bloody finger is another pastry on the salty side. It's a piece of parma ham wrapped around a mini French bread, which has a crunchy texture.
There were plenty of pirates, and in Australia, we do struggle to hear any, and only under fantastic TX conditions would we be likely to hear them. Here are American and Euro pirate logs from November the 1st. Undercover Radio 6925 USB saying, "It's Halloween 2005 with strange music." Logged by William Calsen, USA 6930 USB had another pirate. Chris Crosby, Virginia, USA logged 6835 UNID. 6900 UNID, 6925 Mustang Radio, Europirate, and 6953 CYOT Radio at around 0 hours UTC, and 6935 USB Wolverine Radio with Halloween Show at around 1:58 UTC, which was S9 Plus booming in. Brian Green heard 6965 USB XFM radio S7 into northwest Arkansas. I think you heard that at 0 hours 28 UTC. HF Underground reports that they played the Cranberries Zombie at 1:07 UTC and at 1:33 UTC Smashing Pumpkins Ave Adore. All three logs via the Shortwave Listeners Worldwide Facebook group. 6930 USB at 4:02 UTC. Casey Chasm Halloween Top 25 Countdown, playing techno, space-type music, ghostly voiceovers, a lovely ID. This is Casey Chasm with Halloween's Top 25, I'm Back from the Dead. A spoof transmission from Mission Control and International Space Station discussing the Pirates radio program. Finishing off with song Cold as Ice and an Amy Grant song. Via HF Underground Forum, user RCCI. 11:595 AM mode at 18:05 UTC. YHWH, poor listening conditions via HF Underground Forum, user token. 6925 USB WAHR at 0:305 UTC, playing Monster Mash, Purple People Eater, Wally Wally Bing Bang, via HF Underground Forum user Rathman. 6925 AM mode at 02:38 UTC, Captain Morgan, Shortwave. Sound of a Chainsaw over Music, now playing Thriller, Goulash Dave Mix, Turkey in the Straw. More Chainsaw sounds at 02:55 UTC, and finishing with They're Coming to Take Me Away, via HF Underground Forum, user MyTQuin. 6925 AM mode, 02:03 UTC, Area 51 Radio, playing Alien and Hellish Voices, Week Off at 02:35 UTC, via HF Underground Forum user Jay Farley. And the list goes on. Pesky Party Radio, Southern Relay Service, The Count, Turtlehead Radio, Radio Gaga, and Radio Halloween. As you can see, Halloween makes fantastic pirate listening. I actually also heard a pirate on 6930 USB at 1:05 UTC from a Dutch SDR. It's a bit early for the Casey Chasm Halloween show. Not sure what it is. Also on the Dutch STR were other stations. It was pretty packed around 6800 to 7 MHz at times. 7375 had the mighty KBC. Also heard Laser Hot Hits on 4025 on Sunday the 2nd of November, 3:17 UTC via a Dutch SDR. I have a couple of promos from Halloween Radio Germany that I'm going to play, so you really get an idea how creative it is. 9 years ago, they asked me to do voiceovers for them.
The devil is in disguise on shortwave.
This is Halloween Radio. Our snail mail address is Halloween Radio, Post Box 10-11-45, Eisenach D-99810 in Germany. Eisenach is Alt Echo India Sierra Echo November Alpha Charlie Hotel.
Halloween Radio's email address is halloweenradio@gmx.net. Send an email to Satan.
HalloweenRadio@gmx.net, unless you're too scared.
Halloween Radio for people who dare to scare.
I've got goosebumps. And finally, many amateur operators are abroad for a special November. It would be great to see if we can hear these guys from various locations. November 1 to December 31st, Italy IY special prefix. Look for special event station IY1EY to be active from Loano, www.ariloano.it, to commemorate the experiments conducted by Guglielmo Marconi from his yacht Elettra in the Ligurian Sea between 1919 and 1936. Expect activity on CW and SSB and on all bands including the 30, 17, 12 meter band. You'll receive a special QSL card via IK1QBT Direct. November 3rd to December 12th, Madagascar, Eric F6ICX will once again be active as 5R8IC from St. Marie Island. Activity will be holiday style on all HF bands operating mainly CW, but some single sideband RTTY and PSK63 using an FT450 with 100 watts into various GPs or inverted Ls and a hex beam for 20 to 10 meters. There will be no online log during his activity. QSL via his home call sign qrz.com. Logs will be uploaded to Clublog and LotW. November 5 to 12, Brunei V8, Lady Operators, Kyoko, JR3MVF, Evelyn, F5RPB, Ruth, IT9ESZ and Waltred, DJ6US will be active as V84YL from Dorislam. Activity will be on all HF bands using CW and SSB. QSL via DJ6US by the Bureau or Direct. November 7th to 10th, Micronesia V6 Operators Shinji, GF2SDR and Nobuke, JA0JHQ will be active as V63PJ and V63XP respectively from the South Park Hotel on Pompeii Island. Activity will be on 40 to 6 meters QSL via the operator's home call sign. More details are forthcoming. November 17 to December 2nd, Ascension Island ZD8 Marco NN5ZO will be active as ZD80 from Ascension Island between November 17th and December 2nd. Activity will be mainly in contests. His activity will be the CQWWDXCW contest, will be single OP or band entry QSL via OH0XX. November 19th to 27th, Juan Fernandez Island CE0Z Philip CE5WQ0 will be active as CE0Z CE5WQO from Juan Fernandez Island between November 19th, 27th. He informs OPDX that this will be a vacation, so operations will be holiday style on 160 to 10 meters using CW, SSB, and the digital modes. Equipment will be an ICOM IC746 Pro plus an ICOM PS125 with a Yaesu FL 2100Z amp, which is 600 watts, into a W8 a MZG5RV antenna, and two element Yagi for 10 meters. Please note, Philip would like to know which bands and modes the ham community needs for CE0Z. Also, if anyone wants to sponsor a better antenna, to please contact him so he can receive any package at his address in Miami, Florida. QSL via KA3LKM. November 22nd, Kuwait. Ned, AA7A, Voodoo Contest Group Team Leader for 2014, sent out the following press release, edited. The Voodoo Contest Group is on the move again in 2014 and the CQWWDX Contest. The team has been invited to operate at the Emerging Multi-Multi Contest Station being assembled by 9K2HN Hamad Alsniv in the Abadali area in northern Kuwait. They will operate using the call sign NK2HN in the multi-multi category in the contest. In addition to VK2HN, operators will include Ned AA7A, Don, G3XTT, Fred, G4BWP, Ray, G4FON, John, G4IRN, Mike, KC7V, Dave, N4QS, Bus, N7CW, and Bob W6RGG, with the potential for other local 9K operators. The visiting Voodoods will arrive on November 22nd and will operate before the contest with particular emphasis on the lower bands. QSLs for 9K2HN are via instructions on QRZ.com. November 25th to December 24th, Vietnam. Tony KM0O will be active as 3W30 from Da Nang. His main activity will be the CQWWDXCW contest from November 29th to 30th as a single OP all band entry. Tony likes 80 and 160 meters, so he will probably be emphasizing those bands before and after the contest. QSL via LOTW via the Bureau or KM0OCQRZ.com. He will upload his logs to LOTW as promptly as possible. QSLs will not go out until summer of 2015. Global 24, November 4th, 2014. Global 24 is pleased to announce a special QSL card remembering the fall of the Berlin Wall on November 9th, 1989. Global 24 will be broadcasting several special programs throughout the weekend and the tumultuous events in Berlin. Our special QSL card will be available for confirmed reception reports from November 6th through November 10th. about.global24radio.com. That was via Mike Terry DLXD Digest. And of course, you can hear them 24/7 on 9395. And if this news was not enough, we recommend The World of Radio by Glenn Hauser. The website www.worldofradio.com. The DX Extra is being relayed via World FM, 88.2 FM in Tawa, near Wellington in New Zealand. worldfm.co.nz. All the details are on the website. Before we go, it's time to get an audio clip out of the archives. This is audio from last Saturday. VOA Music Mix 15580 at 6 hours 37 UTC.
Yeah.
Until next time, remember, shortwave radio is still full of mysteries. Keep tuning and keep reporting. We'd love to hear from you about any pirate logs you have as well. Take care and stay safe.